Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. This is Just Plain Nonsense.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Rob.
Carol Baskin killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, they snacking. What's happening? Carol Baskin.
All right, and we have Davey in the studio with us today. She's a friend of mine. And then we have Sydney, hey girl over here, Michael's wife.
Hey.
Today, as you can tell probably by the title and our little silly intro, we are going to talk about the Tiger King today. Michael, tell me what we're doing.
All right. So I titled this episode, The Prophecy of the Tiger King. So you'll understand that at the end of the episode, but I just wanted to throw that at you.
So you got to watch the whole thing to find out what he's talking about.
So we're going
to
start off with, you know, kind of just talking about a little bit, catching up all the other viewers that aren't familiar with the Tiger King. If not, then you need to get out of the rock that you live under and check it out because it's stupid.
I wasn't going to watch it until you told me that we were going to do this episode. And I was like, yeah, I guess I need to watch it now.
He's dedicated. You binge watched it all?
I binge watched it in one night. In 7 hours, I watched all
of it. Oh, my. Yeah, I feel like social media kind of peer pressures you to watch it.
There was
like,
so
I wasn't
going
to watch it.
Yeah.
And then everyone like started posting memes. And now I'm like, I have to. My
You're
best
like,
friend made
know.
Me do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, go watch this right
She's
now.
She's like, you have to watch it. I was like, OK, I will. I promise.
What did you think about it?
I couldn't stop watching it. It was like addicting. What was it? A train wreck waiting to happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, pretty much. Oh, it was like all this. It's kind of one of those things where I was holding out. I specifically wasn't going to watch it because I'm like, it looks dumb.
That's
right?
What I thought. That's so exactly what I thought.
Like, it's going to be a waste of my life. Like, I'll never get those hours back.
Well, I missed the first three episodes. And I would walk past her and be like, why are you watching this? It looks so dumb. Like, you're rotting your brain. Why are you watching this? And then, you know, after those first three episodes, I find myself laying on the bed in my pregnancy pillow because I commandeered her pregnancy pillow.
I have one of those in my cart on yeah. Amazon that I haven't ordered yet,
oh,
but I have one.
They're amazing.
I have one.
Really?
It's like $40, and I was like, I don't know if I want to get that.
Oh, dude,
or not.
Mine was like $80, but it was like a full body.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is, and it wraps around the back and the front.
Yep. Yeah.
Once we finished our litter, see, I did there, cats up. Once we finished having our last kid, I was like, you know what? Okay, I'm going to take the pregnancy pillow because she hates it, and I freaking love it. Right. So I just sleep in it, wrap it. So I got in the pregnancy pillow, lay down, and binge watched the last episodes with her, and
they keep you hooked in, man. At the end of every episode, you're like, I need to know what happens next.
Right.
It, you know what it reminds me of is that, so have you ever seen somebody that is, they're attractive, but they're ugly at the same time?
Yeah.
I was trying to explain this to a guy years ago. I call them ugly pretty people. And no offense if you're one of those people, but it's like, you ever see where like, the best example I saw was, I'll never forget her face. I was like 22 years old. I went into a Steak and Shake to go eat some steak burgers and some shakes. And this
what
lady,
do you do there?
Like from the side profile, I was like, man, oh man. Of course I was single. There's no hey girl on there. But I was like,
right.
I was like, dang, I'm gonna go talk to her. She is freaking smoking, right? And then I get the full frontal and I was like, how did that happen? She went from like a 9.3 out of 10, you know?
That's pretty high.
That's pretty specific too.
To a 3.9.
Really?
Like a flip. I'm like, I don't understand. Like the facial features just didn't match. And that's what I call an ugly pretty person, right?
So, I like the pretty ugly person. I like
yeah,
that.
You know,
because we did that in an episode where you told us.
Because I am insulting them, but I'm also complimenting them. So it kind of balances itself out.
So it's a neg, essentially.
Yeah. So that is exactly how I felt about that show. It was horrible and good.
I honestly was sad it was over.
And happy, probably. I don't know.
You know what? I kind of was too, because once it was over, I was like, I need more. I don't have enough closure. Like,
They need to have like seasons.
Yeah, because we need to follow the rest of the story and find out what happens with him.
Well, apparently the Florida PD felt the same way.
Really?
Since they're opening up the case again for Carol's husband.
Yeah, we're going to go back and open up that case in the last part of it because it's going to my prophecy, the Tiger King.
Carol Baskin.
I mean, because I think everybody got the same feeling of they just need more. They need closure. There needs to be more to this.
Well, I mean, just look at her eyes. She did it.
We're emotionally involved in this show. And I remember, like, I didn't prepare for this show like I wanted to because, you know, as a lot of my longtime viewers know, that, you know, I wear a lot of cat shirts. I own a lot of cat shirts. There's this weird thing where people keep sending to buy me cat shirts. I've only ever bought two, and then
I bought you four.
Yeah, but I have like 22 now. I wish I would have brought one, you know. So instead, I improvised. She actually wore the appropriate attire because, you know, Carol Baskin wears that stuff.
It's all cat prints.
It's all cat print.
So to improvise, I did this once another, and the very first video podcast where I wore a tie to be classy and business casual with a t-shirt. But this time I'm like, if I wear a trashy old t-shirt that has sweat stains in it and this tie, it's also the same thing, a combination of classy and trashy.
It's called Crashy.
Crashy, yeah.
I don't know if that shirt is trashy enough, though.
I feel like it's a dry fit.
I feel like it's a pretty nice t-shirt.
Can I tear it?
No.
Oh. No.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to.
I was getting ready to hashtag for you guys to step up my game to be with the Carol Baskin imitator here. But
this is a dry fit shirt that
my wife
bought you.
She bought me this shirt.
So. This is a nice shirt. She's like, don't rip it.
So yes. I'm just going to keep the class trash right here. I'm not going to bring it here.
That's not a clearance fine. So.
No, it's not. It's a nice shirt. I mean, I think it's dry fit.
I try.
What does that mean?
It means you can sweat in it and it won't stain.
Yeah, and it won't stain.
Hey, lift your arm up.
You needed like a white tee.
There's like a thing right here. Yeah.
Is there a sweat stain in it?
No, there's. Oh, there's a tag.
It's a plastic tag.
It's a plastic thing from the tag.
Well, there is sweat stains, but you can't see them. It's kind of deceiving because I could feel like this is damper than the rest of the material. I'm not sweating.
You need one of those. What do they call?
Pineapples.
Wife beaters.
I got
one. Be trashy.
I should have. Put mustard. If I would have planned, I would have.
You put mustard on
barbecue sauce.
Then you look like Trevor from Grand Theft Auto.
So basically, now that we're starting to get into it, I think we should take off now with, I don't know who knows the most about it, but I think we should engage in the conversation of part one of explaining to everybody this, basically the rundown of what who the Tiger King is, what's going on, and if we think that crazy lady did what she's accused of doing.
It should be a collaborative explanation effort. Yeah. Like you just
throw. So somebody take it away. Whatever. Like, what's basically the premise of the documentary? Why everybody's ranting?
Okay, everyone's looking at me, and I don't know why, but I'll go ahead and start off. So the whole premise of the documentary is that there is so much more behind the scenes to these major zoos that you see that have big cats and exotic animals, and so. It focuses on one particular zoo, the GW Zoo, who is owned by Joe Exotic. I had no clue who he even was.
That's really technically not his real name, though, right?
No,
it's he not. Had it changed to Joe Exotic.
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think it was because he had all his shows were exotic. Mm-hmm. So he started calling himself Joe Exotic.
Because he used to go to malls and you could bring your kids.
You know what? I'm, this is a little bit detracting from what you're saying, but I wonder if I ever went to a mall that had him in it.
I seen a mom that posted a picture of her kids and said that their aunt took them to see the Joe Exotic with the...
He was here in Marion.
I'm saying when I was younger and like in high school and stuff, you know, when malls were still a thing. And I would go to the mall, and I've seen the little tiger cubs and stuff there, and I wonder if that could have been him. I was thinking about that whenever he was showing that part. I was like, I wonder if I was ever there.
Well, it could have been. It's like he's had a following for a long time, and there's this weird competitive world, like, of tiger breeding and tiger zoos, right?
What do you know about the world of big cats?
Yeah, it's pretty nuts, but yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
You can continue on. So, well, okay. So... Basically, it focuses on him, and it shows how he has, like, this rival, if you will.
A few of them, but one big one.
One big one.
Carol Baskin.
Carol frickin' Baskin. This lady.
And she's in Big Cat Rescue.
Yes. Go ahead, and you can explain.
But she rescues cats. She doesn't have a zoo.
She rescues them.
Yeah.
And then puts them on display.
And you pay a fee to get in to look at these
rescued cats.
She's actually pretty genius. Because if you were going to be malicious and you wanted to make a lot of money, you would tell people you're doing it for a good cause and they would volunteer.
Right.
And you would get all this money because you would pay for, you know, people would pay for admission.
So you mix the lies with the truth,
which
is the best way to lie.
Do you remember the part where she talked about the different volunteers? Like there were different levels and there were people and they had
anybody.
Different t-shirts depending on what level you were in her
zoo. I wanted
zoo.
To be a dark green and a navy blue.
You know, I know most sociopaths are geniuses, right? They know how to manipulate people. But it's interesting because she found a way to create incentive without a monetary way of doing it, without like paying them. She's like, I'm not going to pay you, you know, for a many, for a long time, I'm just going to like, you're going to get different shirts. We give you a status. So your incentive is just your status with us and with the people that come in.
Yeah. She basically created a status structure, and that is what makes you work harder, giving you responsibilities.
Yeah. So like instead of paying what you do with your kids, except for you, sometimes you give them also a little bit of an allowance, like a dollar or something like,
like you're the favorite kid today.
Yeah, she might ninja the crap out of them. It's like, you get to actually sleep with like in the nicer trailer. Now you get to sleep in the, you know, and you look at like, Joe Exotic. So there's that one dude. I can't remember his name. Do you remember the other dude that had three or four wives?
Doc Antle.
Doc Antle.
Okay, that's right. Yeah. So like, man, you guys are on it. You guys are going to be leading this one. But he had like three wives.
And no, didn't he have like seven?
No, I think he has more than that because there was there's certain women that had lived there for Shane's a certain amount of years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And they're all really beautiful women.
And he gave them all different names too.
Yeah. And he made them all change their name. But do you remember the girl that is on there that's talking about her life there and how she had all the photo albums?
She sat on that big old comfy chair.
Yes. Yeah. And she was telling you about her life there and the things she had to do. And one of them was change your name, legally change your name.
That's a strategy to brainwash people. It's very big in cults. Like you'll see, like
yeah,
like,
they were saying it was a cult.
Yeah.
Didn't he call himself God? Like, or his name was meant God or something like that?
Yeah, it was something. I remember something along those lines.
And so they make it to where like you're in prison, but like they'll tell you can leave, but they give you all the security and they build the whole foundation of your security and everything emotionally, physically, everything. They'll provide for you everything. So that way, like, you know, like you can leave. But then you get blackballed and you're not part of the family anymore. So since it's a family, don't want to leave. You'll tolerate more.
That's the standard.
You have a new identity. Your new identity with that new name is that family.
That's the standard abusive relationship is they're like, I mean, yeah, you can always leave, but they tear you down so much that you feel like you're so dependent on that one person.
And you have a new identity with the new name, the new life, the new.
And it's kind of just like it's appealing. Because if you think about it, in one way or another, we've all kind of contributed to that. When in the documentary, when they were talking about how Doc Antle was the one who provided the tigers for like the Britney Spears music video.
Right.
And like all those movies that had huge animals in it. And you're like, I've seen those movies. I've probably paid to go to the movie theater to see his animals in the movie.
Yep.
And so we're all like connected to it in one way or another. And it's crazy to see like behind the scenes, this is all what's happening with that.
Well, and that girl was exposing everything.
Yeah.
And she said that one of the only things that really kept her there was the animals, her love for the animals.
Oh, you're talking about Seth?
The woman on the big comfy chair.
Yeah, that girl.
Yeah, and then you look, and then you go, now you go into the structure, the family structure and the life and the way they ran. It's weird how they have that same occult lifestyle, you know, because it's very expensive to run these things, to feed these tigers and stuff. So then you have Joe Exotic, and that was the most interesting one because he had a few husbands, right?
Right.
And so one who, if you watch the documentary, was a not gay guy. So he kept getting I know I'm gonna get a lot of like lash for this, but when he did, I don't have my full headphone on, that's why I'm loud. There we go. Now I hear myself. But he had like the first one that didn't have the teeth, you know, which ended up after all this is over with getting teeth replaced, which is good for him. But he ended up having like a secret relationship, allegedly, apparently, from my understanding, I guess.
With like the receptionist.
The receptionist and other women, I guess. Apparently, I don't know. Don't quote me on that.
And he got his tattoo covered up, remember? That was on the very, like, one of the very last one, the new one that they released. He got his, he had that Joe Exotic tattoo.
Yeah, and they actually gave the tattoo artist a lot of crap because they said that, because he didn't cover it up all the way.
Right, but he said he had to go multiple times.
Yeah, it wasn't done. So they only showed a portion of it.
But it goes to show you, right? It goes to show you that it doesn't matter what your relationship status is, what type of relationship you come from, anybody can be manipulated, male or female.
Right.
When you're that vulnerable and you have those kind of like dependencies on other people, and they have the kind of occult, you can brainwash many different types of people.
Yeah.
But you know, now that you understand like how their world like operating on a basic level, would someone like to take us through, now that we know their lifestyles, how their lifestyles were clashed with each other and how that led with Carol Baskin, her story, and how that led to the ultimate war between these cat communities, so between these families. Go ahead. Or do you go ahead? Okay. Either one.
So basically, so they all have their own independent zoo or animal sanctuary, whatever you want to call it, including Carol Baskin. And Joe and Carol were enemies because Carol was ticked that he kept breeding tigers and making a profit off of it. And so she would scrutinize him on the internet about it. And she had a huge social media following.
Yeah, huge following.
She, like, this lady is smart. Okay. She's very, very smart. And so it drove Joe crazy. And they kind of just were rivals, right?
Right.
Yeah, I think Joe had a very sensible internet show.
Right. He had a following, too, that
where he displayed his his very understandable mistrust for Miss Baskin.
She killed her husband and you can't and you're not going to tell me she didn't, you know.
The one where he, I remember him talking on the show about her birthday and he was going to, and he stuffed her mailbox full of snakes. Yeah. I was like, I would literally die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like none of these, and this is my opinion, of course, but none of these people are decently like stable, normal, like functioning people. Like they all are messed up.
Well, that's like all the people that he hired on to take care of a zoo. They're all like convicts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did that so he could give him another chance.
Right, what he said. But it was like this large dysfunctional family. Mm-hmm. Each one of them have their own dysfunctional family that mm-hmm. kept their zoo or sanctuary afloat.
Yeah.
So I was actually going to say, like, through this whole entire series, there wasn't one person that I liked really, except for Jeff's new nanny.
Oh my goodness! Wow. Yes.
Oh my gosh!
I'm sure there were some good deep reasons for that. Way beyond the surface, but you know, if you look at this, it's kind of sad because, you know, I believe in helping people, I believe in second chances, but you have to look at the finite lines and you have to really ask yourself, was there a sense of good that they did, or were they just using the name of good, like some people have abused charities, you know, to do something for their own selfish ambitions, you know?
I think in Joe's case, his whole thing was he wanted that ego boost.
Well, look at both. Oh, he had a huge ego, right?
Because he was the Tiger King.
Now, between Tiger King, Carol Baskin, I'm pro Tiger King. I'll throw that out there, right? But my biggest thing with that is that, like, you know, he took in people who couldn't get jobs because they were convicted felons or had a hard time getting jobs, right? So he did help them, right? Now he did feed them the expired meat off of Walmart trucks.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. And their living conditions.
Yes. So he did give an opportunity, yes and no. But, like, so it's like...
So his heart was in the right place, he just didn't kind of execute it properly?
It's almost like his heart was in the right place, but his head was not.
Right.
Don't do math, kids.
Yeah.
Right.
Stay off.
It's tough because I did a thing about the bio of the Tiger King, right? Of like how he went from his normal life to who he was. Here's, and a lot of people may not know this, but I found this super interesting about how he started out, right? So he was a cop.
Oh.
Married to a woman, had kids. And then one day.
I think he talks a little bit about being married.
Now, if I'm wrong, then, you know, this is a news channel. I'm not giving, you know, I could be wrong. But this is just from what I found was that, you know, he found this magical drug called meth, right?
It was quite magical for him.
Yes. It definitely put him in a magical world of his own, you know, and I guess then his whole life, he changed everything about his life. You know, and so, you know, he went from, this is the irony of his life. He went from a cop with a stable life to the process of going there. He went through going to prison at the end, which we find out with that. And ironically, his life ended. He went from arresting people and putting them into prison to being arrested and put in prison. It's amazing. You know, so kids stay off drugs. You know,
yeah.
That's my motivational thing for the kids moment.
Yeah.
You know. But anyway, go ahead and explain like that with her and Carol Baskin. And like, you really need to explain Carol Baskin's story.
Okay, so I think the impending question is, I've heard this question before, is like, why does everybody hate Carol Baskin so much? Because there are some people who have seen the documentary and they're just like, I don't get it. Joe is just as trashy. And the deal is that Joe is straight up like you... See what you like, you get what you see, and I feel like Carol is like just manipulative but low key about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah,
she's kind of friendly about it.
Yeah,
well, she comes off as like trying to be nice and friendly and stuff. She's very vindictive and
until she tries to sue you.
Yeah, and then it's very not subtle at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because why not take those tigers from the sanctuary and like all that money that she spent on lawsuits?
kind of get them back into the wild and kind of get them acclimated.
I think they were saying once you bring them in, you can't put them back out in the wild. Some of them. I guess maybe that was just the ones that were bred in captivity, because there's no way they survived.
Yeah, I think maybe because they're so crossbred, maybe they just can't survive out in the wild. I don't know, but I'm just saying.
I do have to admit, though, about the cages. Mm-hmm. Tiger King's cages were like big, mm-hmm. you know, they were kind of together. And then when he was talking about how she had those little areas where they would get their food and water,
they had to stick their head through the hole.
And yeah. I was like, she's talking about him having them in these cages. And I'm like, your cages mm-hmm. are 10 times worse than his cages ever thought about being.
Yep.
Yeah. He's got a huge ego and she's delusional.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He knows he's crazy. He may not understand the extent of it. Like, he finds logic in his madness, but he'll tell you, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go crazy on her. Like, he knows he's crazy, but, like, to the extent of, you know, whatever. But she literally thinks that she is, like, she's told her, you know, if you tell a lie long enough, you'll start to believe it. She believes she's moral. Like, how should she do with these tigers in substitution of that, just so she can build a world to be able to sue and take out her opponents, mm-hmm. you know? Because Tiger King's got charisma, you know? He's interesting. You know, you got some meth head mullet dude with charisma who says crazy stuff. He's entertaining, you know?
Yeah. He sold underwear in a store and had music videos and all kinds of stuff.
He ran for governor?
Yeah. So,
ran for president?
Yes. So,
what did you guys think about his music videos?
Okay. Those were hilarious.
I thought they were hilarious. I actually thought they were quite entertaining.
So, did you guys know that wasn't him singing?
Yes, it's not him singing.
What? I didn't know that.
Yes,
who is it?
No. I don't know.
I don't think they said, but that was in the episode 8, the post series interviews, I guess, that Joel McHale does.
I was super disappointed in that.
They talk about how, yeah, because you thought it was going to be more to the story.
Yeah.
I wish I'd have heard the songs. Is it something like a
no, they were,
Carol
it was in,
Baskin?
It was in the show.
Yes, it's just like that real country. Yeah.
I feel like
the music videos because they aired on the documentary. But
oh, was that it? It was like pieces. I feel like since he was so obsessed with Carol Baskin, there was the one thing he cared about more than tigers, and his image with tigers, the success with that was Carol Baskin, mm-hmm. right? She was just as obsessed over him, but like, you know, in different ways. But I could just see like every third of her song is probably dedicated to her. Like, you know, Carol Baskin killed her husband. I know she did.
He did a music video about her. He found a Carol Baskin impersonator and did a music video with her where she's feeding her husband to the tigers.
Through pieces of her husband going like that over tiger cages? Well, that'd be a good idea.
She's holding it on a
like tongs
and feeding mm-hmm. it to him. But there's like a mannequin head on the tray that she's holding, and she looked just like her. I was like, when I first saw that, before they said who that was, I was like, did Carol Baskin really agree to make a music video with this dude?
Yeah.
I didn't think I seen that. Did I miss that?
She's like standing at the cage and she's like feeding him, but the lady looked like Carol
Baskin.
Like
just like her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and for you viewers who don't know what's going on with the whole husband thing,
a huge part
of the documentary was kind of focused on the fact that Carol Baskin may have fed her ex-husband to tigers.
She definitely did.
You know, he was rich and she was young and she kind of like was a home wrecker, and then he disappeared. And so there's all these, you know.
Well, it's, yeah.
Didn't he take off to, where was it? Puerto Rico or
Costa Rica?
Costa Rica, something like that.
Costa Rico?
Costa Rica.
Whatever. Yeah. Costa Rica, whatever.
Yeah, so I mean, there's Porco. All these theories, you know. Did he get like, was he grinded up in a meat grinder, or?
And her defense was that her with that she had a defense for all of them too, mm-hmm. and that one was she could barely fit like something down in there. She's like, there's no way I could have put a person down in there.
Yeah,
or that she covered him in sardine juice,
sardine oil, yeah. Yeah.
tuna.
Yeah, and threw him in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's crazy because we need to go on ride the Carol Baskin train for a second. I definitely want the Carol Baskin imitator here to kind of like weigh in on this one. But like the thing is that, you know, she made, and I want you guys to fact check this because, like I said, we're not a credible news source.
Definitely not.
We're a conversational like outlet. But, you know, you look at it and, you know, from what I understand, she made a comment about feeding her husband to tigers. And then, you know, and this is through a span of time, right? And then her husband went back and told, right before he died, and she went in and tried to change stuff with his will, went and told his family that if I die in the near future, it's because mm-hmm. Carol killed me.
Mm-hmm. Right, because there was his family was on there. Or was it his family, like his ex-wife and his sister or someone. And they were talking about how she was like threatening to do all these things to him.
She kept saying she's going to kill him.
Yeah.
And didn't after he died, didn't she break into his office
with
the attorney or something like that?
Yep.
And stole, stole his will and his all that, that stuff.
Yeah, so, and I think, okay, so that's why the Florida Police Department, somewhere in Florida, they're like, we got to reopen this case because this is definitely sketch. Not just that, but it's getting so much public attention. So they kind of feel pressure now to reopen the case.
Yeah.
So because everybody knows she did it.
And I'm going to go into that at the end of the show for a particular reason. But now you can see why, Joe Exotic has been playing off that because he knows. And so he's been bringing up constantly every time she says something like, oh, he's inhumane. He'll be like, you killed your husband. I know you did it. And so he won't let it go. And just whenever people are starting to forget about it, he would do YouTube videos and talk constantly. And he'd be like, this is a something tiger. Watch you jump through this. Cheryl Baskin killed her husband. So he like always would like insert in everything he did. Right.
But also how he would like to kill Carol Baskin, too. He did discuss about that quite a bit on his shows.
That's this.
And he did shoot a mannequin in the head.
Yeah. Yes.
That was dressed
he's
exactly
not
like
innocent
her.
Of he's insane. Right.
But
the thing is
insane.
That he actually didn't kill anybody, though. And she did.
That we know of.
So the thing is that like.
He did kill tigers, though.
He did kill some tigers.
Mercy killings.
No, well, yeah, he did. But they were from what the other people were saying, they were perfectly healthy.
Yeah, well, so.
But how do we know that Carol Baskin didn't kill any tigers?
We don't.
But, you know, but, because when you have that many tigers and it's that expensive to feed, I mean,
Well,
she was getting all her meat from Kmart.
Is that why they're out of business now?
The dude knew how to save money. Like, because, you know, feeding tigers is expensive. So what he did to feed his crew and the tigers is that he would get. Because Walmart has this thing where Walmart is really good about, which is good. I'm saying something nice about Walmart since I bashed them one episode about their checking people the door bull crap. So I'm going to say something nice about you guys now. So, you know, they're really good about, they won't take return meat and sell it to people. You're going to get good quality meat. You're welcome, Walmart. Not sponsored by Walmart, but you should think about it. But all their excess meat, they have tons of it. So instead of wasting it, Joe Exotic would go get truckloads of that meat, right, from the dumpsters or whatever. I don't know if they approved it or not. That's not for me to say. But he would get tons of the Walmart meat, hot dogs, like hamburger, all that stuff, chicken. And it's perfectly still good as long as it gets out of heat in time.
It's just past expiration.
It's just past expiration. Or it's not, and it was already brought to the checkout counter, and they can't put it back to the thing.
Because somebody's touched it.
Somebody's touched it, right? So his employees would get first dibs on the Walmart meat. And they could take it back to their trailers or whatever. And, you know, it's like, ooh, fresh Franks, you know. And
from like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. You still eat it. They'll make a turd. And so that's how they would eat, right? And then the remaining bulk, you know, all the raw meat. So he would give that actual meat, which is what tigers eat, and he would give it to the tigers.
Wasn't there an animal, some type of animals that if they died, the cattle or something, that they would get those two?
The cows from somewhere
that they had to either kill them or they weren't producing or something.
He would also say if they got hit on the road.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Like he would just basically take any kind of free meat that he could get.
I'm not saying that's good or he gave quality meat himself. Because, you know, I'm like, but it's probably better than cat food. These things are carnivores and they're meant to eat meat.
And that's how he cut costs, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he did find a way to try to give him what he could with his... you know, low level white trash budget, you know, like he did try to provide for his husbands and crew and his kiddies the best way he could, you know, because meth's pretty cheap, you know, but he had a good budget going on. Everybody had what they need. Remember he bought that one dude all the drugs he needed?
Yeah.
And that's how he knew he was the one.
That's how he had him locked in.
Yeah, so he locked in to the marriage, the young guy.
Mm-hmm. So terrible.
The other not gay, now gay dude,
right,
whatever, I don't know.
So that was Travis, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Which who end up,
rest in peace,
yeah, rest in peace, end up killing himself on the show,
man. So the look on is it Seth Dial, was that his name, the campaign manager?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
the only sane guy on the show.
I don't know about all that. I beg to differ. He was missing. He was a few screws loose.
You can't be sane and work for the Tiger King.
Okay, that is true.
You gotta be wild.
And actually be his campaign manager. That's pretty...
He's probably the least insane.
The least insane. He seemed like the most level-headed, but he probably was.
The look on his face, though, in that security camera, when you see that flash of light when Travis accidentally shoots himself in the head, it's like...
Yeah, and that, he accidentally, that's true. So he didn't do it on purpose. So
well,
yes.
They asked him if it was accidental or not. They asked Seth or Josh or whatever his name is, Dial. They asked him if he thought it was accidental, and I can't remember what he said. I think he said
the gun was a gift from Joe. Mm-hmm. Had bought this, yes.
Yeah, and he said it won't fire if there's no clip in it. So, but apparently there was a bullet in the chamber.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing, though, too, though, is that there's a lot of controversy maybe trying to protect people's feelings and the integrity of stuff, because there is controversy in that. Who knows? You know, except for the people closest to him. Right. And so, you know, there was a point, if you look closely at the documentary, there was a point where he did make suicidal jokes like, this will be my last cigarette.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And things like that. I mean, we don't really know, but like these controversies are things there's no answers to, which make it exciting to watch it, because now we're emotionally invested because there's so much going on and we want to figure out why these people are going insane. As you watch through, you start to see that their world was freaking nuts, like burning down each other's stuff, like shootings, like, mm-hmm. like it got to
they worked like 20 hours a day.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you take your kids to these zoos, but you don't realize what's all going on behind it. It's,
right.
It's a lot. And that, yeah. I think that was super eye opening for me. There's also one thing I have to bring up because I kind of want the viewers to weigh in on this.
Yeah, so comment below.
There was this Tiger King meme page that I was part of because the memes were entertaining. Okay, but in there, there's also a Carol Baskins fan page. Out of curiosity, I went there, okay? Went to the Carol Baskins fan page. On there, people were bashing her, and her fans were saying, that's not everything. And they were hashtagging, if you know, you know. And they were trying to get, and I guess you had to DM them, like you had to say, DM me, and one of her fans will message you directly and tell you what it is. But the people who were Tiger King fans would DM them, and then they would comment right after and say, whoa, I had no idea. And then, so I'm curious, but obviously I'm not going to DM a random person. So I'm like, I want to know.
Oh, and I kind of want to now.
Yeah. And everyone kept saying, hashtag, if you know, you know. And I'm like, what is this? What is it that we don't know? And so if you know, please like comment below. Yeah, please.
If you know,
let us know,
comment below. If you know, comment below.
We want to know, but I'm not about to DM a Carol Baskins fan out of the random.
That was that awesome.
Isn't me.
You know, because I do want, you know, the whole point of this show is to bring people together. And if it's over a crazy feud like this, this would be interesting. And it'd be kind of fun to get a lot of things out there from different perspectives. So I kind of like the idea of having it on the comments. And let's all just discuss it and see what you guys know about it, what your theories are. And that'd be kind of, because we do go through and read and comment through stuff, and I'm really interested in them. That's a great point.
You know what we need to do is we need to get those don't F with cats people to go find out what happened to Carol Baskin's husband.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, because like, look, if you don't F with cats people out there, what were their names? Do you guys remember the people who like were all about setting it up? Mm-hmm. I don't know, whoever they were, whatever their names are, you guys, they were killing cats. Mm-hmm. So why don't you jump on that train and go find out where Carol Baskin's husband is? Mm-hmm. If he's in the Costa Ricas.
Use your investigative skills.
Yeah.
Did that break down?
That bath bomb is gone.
So you knew it was a bath bomb.
I did.
So I know you're a mom.
All right. So, oh my gosh.
Interesting.
I'm gonna have to blur that out.
It's classy and trashy, see?
I'm going to have to blur that out.
Why?
Because I don't want to get copyright or not copyright strikes. I don't want to get like.
That's completely okay. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing to be ashamed of with
you actually have a few of those up in your nose right now.
Yeah, I do right now because my nosebleed, which we'll talk about another episode.
Have you ever been on YouTube and like seen the stuff that you can get in trouble for?
No. Yeah. Well, you know, we'll talk about later. If so, we're going to blur that out. And he's just going to beep when I say tampons.
Feminine hygiene products. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? They shouldn't be ashamed of hygiene products. I'm putting it out there. And I'm just testing absorbency of this. It's really good. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Anyway. Yeah. So,
you were talking about how people burn things down and how there's like crazy people. We were talking about the internet videos and stuff. Like one person we haven't talked about yet is Rick Kirkham. Mm. He's the producer for his reality show.
Yes.
So I got super excited whenever he was like, and you know what? I'm going to try to do his voice. And you know what? We got all of it on video. Or however he talks.
And you know what?
Yeah, you haven't smoked enough cigarettes to get that.
And you know what?
I guess zero is not enough. So he was like talking about how he shot all this stuff for the reality show. And he's like, we got it all on video. And I was like, it's going to be amazing. Let's see it. And then all of a sudden they're like, they set the building on fire. Mm-hmm. And they lost all of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question. Who set the fire?
It's probably the same person who let the dogs out.
Yeah.
I think it was, I think Joe, dude, that exploded.
Whoa, that's crazy. That's a different shape completely.
That's supposed to be the heavy.
It's a different brand? Is that?
No, it's the same brand. One's super, one's regular.
One's heavy flow and one's the.
Interesting. Whoa. I didn't know they look like that. Anyway, going back to who burned the building.
I think it was Joe.
I think it was Joe, too.
I think he hired somebody to go do it.
I think it was Carol Baskin.
Right?
No, I do. I think it was Joe. I'm with you.
You know, one person we didn't talk about yet is the girl that lost her arm.
So, and actually, she identifies as a male.
Okay, he that lost his arm.
No, I don't ascribe to that. I'm going to call her a chick. She's biologically female.
Right. Yeah. But
we're not going to get controversial out here, but.
She lost her arm. Yeah, she lost her arm. She got a bit off.
And she's totally fine with it.
Yeah, whenever she was like, no, it's, you know, and whatever, then, I'm like.
Let's talk about Joe running around in that jacket that said EMT on the back of it. That was like serious
the,
right there.
The thing that made me the most angry about that was the fact that Joe was so upset. He's like, I'm never going to financially recover from this. How about you worry about the girl who just got her arm chopped off and instead of you being like, I can't financially recover. He didn't have to pay anything out for that. No medical bills, no workers' comp, no nothing.
My thing is, I think he cares a little bit. But he cares a lot more about himself and his ambitions. You know, I've met people like that where it's just like enough to where like it care enough to where it troubles them a little bit because this is what I went through, and then feel a little bit, and then all of a sudden their overwhelming thought, their focus is still how is this going to affect me because they're that selfish. You know,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, it's I mean, Carol Baskin. So we keep like I want to like finish that point. So she allegedly. Like killed her husband. There's like overwhelming like evidence leading towards it being likely she did. Mm-hmm. Right. So there's that. And then so she has this nature to her that is just awful. Like, right. Like in my opinion, this is my opinion. Right. I'm just me, but I'm pretty, I kind of pride myself on being able to read people decently well, you know? And if you look at her, when she talks about stuff like that, her personality is very, very, my personal, like my gut feeling after hearing her talk about the scene and looking at other interviews and watching it, I think she did it.
Oh, she's super guilty.
Yeah. I don't think she physically did it. I think she paid somebody to do it.
Yeah.
I really do. Like,
yeah, I don't think
she was upset. Because the way somebody just, paid her mannerisms
show guilt, but not like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not professional. I used to watch a lot of body language stuff and CIA stuff. I love like reading people. I think it's a very interesting thing. I'm not a professional though, but my gut feeling from just watching her talk about it and just kind of seeing
her body language,
her body language, her course of action, her response to her course of action, everything in general, just from
those murdery eyes,
from my weird little Michael brain and my gut, I think my vote is she did it.
If you think she did it, raise your hand.
Yeah. Raise your hand in the comments.
And yeah, if you think she did it, if you think she did it, like, and if you don't think she did it, comment. And tell us why. Tell us why you don't think she did it.
She
pulled a me. Also, subscribe.
Yeah. Subscribe if you think she did it. And subscribe if you didn't think she did it.
Right, do both.
Yeah. If you like tigers or cats, or if you're even a dog person.
Become a patron.
Be a patron. Everything else, subscribe.
Over at Just Plain Nonsense, or patreon.com/JustPlainNonsense.
Yeah. So
you'll get to see a video of Michael on the toilet.
Yeah, it is on there. It's great. It's my pants down.
I broke in on Michael on the toilet. Then I put it on Patreon.
Yeah, there's certain content that only Patreons can get access to because it can't be public domain stuff.
Oh, okay.
But, so, yeah, Mom, it's on there. I'm just kidding. So you guys go on a rant for a while, and your thoughts on all this with Joe and whatever, you guys take it for a while because I'm going to, after we're on the third part, and after that, I'm going to go on. Well, why I call it the prophecy of the Tiger King and what I predict is going to happen.
I think the scariest person on that whole entire show was the guy that he supposedly hired to kill Carol.
Oh, we didn't even talk about him at all yet.
See, he was the only moment that I rewind and went back over because when he was saying about how he was going to go and do it, I was like, he was going to go and do it. And the only thing that stopped him was the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
He took the money that he supposedly got.
Shane's dying over there laughing.
And he did not make it. Well, it makes me wonder, like,
It makes me wonder, was he ever going to go and do it, or were him and Jeff just conspiring the whole time?
I think he was. I had the gut feeling he was going to do it because the way he talked about it, he's like, yeah, I'll just go, you know, whack her off. And how he was going to.
Yeah. You want me to off a guy, whack a guy, whack off a guy?
But he was like,
what kind of job is this?
When she's riding her bicycle, I'm just going to come out. He was like pretty serious about it.
Yeah, he was.
I wonder if he and Jeff were talking and they're like, this guy's so dumb, we could get him to pay you money and you just go to strip club.
Well, it's not like he went to like the Humane Society. So he's like, I'm going to recruit my team. He's like, I'm going to take people that society couldn't trust and that are still actively committing crimes, and I'm going to hire them on.
I want to get this guy with a teardrop tattoo. Yeah.
And I'm going to trust them with another crime since they're not very good at it. They've been caught before, you know.
But the part when he talks about the putting on this Rambo suit or something, that was the funniest thing of the whole show, I thought.
The Rambo suit?
I do not
Gilly, I think it was a ghillie suit.
Yeah, with a gun, and I'm just going to walk out there and nobody's going to notice me. That was the best part. I had to watch it like three times.
He did talk so nonchalantly about that, though.
Oh, he's like, yeah, I'll, whenever just, I'll
he
brought go
it
do
up,
it.
He talked about it in the interview in the documentary. I was like, who talks that brazenly about thinking about going to kill somebody? And then the fact that they brought it up on Google Maps and stuff, I'm like, yeah, they
that were was pretty legit.
Thinking about it for years.
Yeah.
I wonder how the GW Zoo is doing now that Jeff is running it. Apparently, they were trying to open another zoo
closer to somewhere. Was it
I think it was in Texas
it was by somewhere. I don't
know. Well, that one dude quit because he was like, this is supposed to be 50-50 and I'm just doing all the work.
But
he owned a zoo.
He brought down all the equipment and all the gear and stuff, and he was doing all the work,
but he didn't really own a zoo. He was just had this,
I feel like it was like a safari
something thing. You had to pay big money to be a part, like to go into it.
So I looked up how much it costs to do those things. Actually, I looked up Doc Antles because I wanted to know how much he was charging for people to go on like the Cub, do the Cub experience and all that. So it's like on the upper part of $500 to $600 for that Cub experience. Yeah. And there's different tours you can do. And I was just curious. Obviously, I wasn't going to go. But I don't judge you if you do go. Whatever.
I was just curious. Obviously, I wasn't going to go kill Carol Baskin, but I was just curious to look up where she lives, how much ghillie suits cost, and where I can get a gun. I wasn't going to go, though.
I was looking up her route home.
We'll talk more about it for the Patreon.
Well, and just keep saying on every time you get a chance, I'm going to kill Carol Baskin, basically, all the time.
Yeah. Probably wasn't smart of him. But, you know, he was really just working off emotion, that poor Joe Exotic. But
I think he just lost his mind. You know,
for sure.
Like, I mean, he was paranoid for a long time. He had people showing up to his property. I mean, you can debate how much of it's the meth, how much of it is just him being, he's just nuts.
Crazy.
How much of it just, it's a recipe for things, you know?
How much he's just exotic.
I mean, she hunted him for a long time. She tormented him for a long time. And he was, I'm not saying he's this moral guy. He went from like outstanding good person to like nut job to like whatever. I think it was more of like, he already had a few screws loose. I think when you put, if you even put a sane person in a point where they're always looking out their window, always looking over their shoulder, you're going to develop paranoia. Because if not, then you don't have good survival skills, you know. But then when fear mixes in with it and it's constant, you don't have a chance to recover from it. So he was living it.
Well, and I think the money that he was making is what really took over for him.
Yeah. Plus his image. I mean, he ran for president, for crying out loud. I mean, his campaign
exotic.
To be his campaign manager would be like the attorney for O.J. Simpson.
Yes.
Like if you lose, you're a joke. And it's like, why would you do that? But if for some reason,
but if you win, they're
if you
like,
win, you're the greatest of all time.
Right.
And this young kid's probably like, well, I'm not going to make it anywhere as far as campaign manager. You know,
or he was like, I just want to go along for the ride. He's probably that type of
person. I mean, he worked at Walmart and was like, why not?
Right.
But you know, if you look
didn't he apply on like, was it a Craigslist? He'd put his jobs on Craigslist and you would just reply like, want to feed a tiger? Okay, I'll try that today.
I can get fed in Walmart meat? Heck yeah. I already get a discount. This is sweet. So you look at it and you know, this guy, you never, there's so many different mentalities, so many different situations out there and so many different ambitions and weird ways to get there. So there's always going to be somebody for the job. There's going to be somebody, not like Joe Exotic, but there's always going to be weird people come up the mix that are going to do this because there's always a market. Somebody's going to want to buy tigers. You know, you're going to have all these celebrities that have, like Mike Tyson had tigers and stuff. And you know, which, how much was it to breed a tiger?
It's $2,000 to buy a baby cub.
Probably was, probably not anymore. But
and well, didn't Carol Baskin made it illegal. So
didn't they
thanks,
say
Carol?
Yeah, Carol, way to go.
I could have went from a cat person to a tiger person.
Which is still a cat.
Could you imagine cuddling? Because I cuddle with my cats, right? You know, whatever. I'll throw it out there. You know, I like to, you know, imagine instead of having
especially two, Gemma.
You know how I love my pregnancy pillow, but I put my cats in there with me. Imagine if I had a tiger, it would be like my own pregnancy pillow that purrs.
Oh.
You know, I'd be like.
That claws your face off at the same time.
Only if I, I'm gonna train him.
Okay, you can't train a cat.
Yeah.
You're gonna train him Joe Exotic style.
I'm gonna be Michael Exotic. I'm
you
gonna start my own.
Just have a pistol with you at all times. You're
but,
just like.
But I'm gonna be as humane as I can because I love animals, you know? And so they're gonna be house cats.
He's a tiger cowboy.
That's it. And I'm gonna craft a giant like litter box. It's gonna be like you know those flower beds outside.
Like a raised garden bed.
Yeah, and just put litter in it, and then just pay somebody with Walmart meat to clean that and maintain it.
It'd have to come with like a bulldozer,
right? Like how are you? That's gonna be too much work.
You remember me telling
tigers can't poop that much.
You remember me telling?
Look what they eat. You're feeding them 4-day-old meat. I'm sure they.
Well,
he said it was $10,000 a year to feed them, didn't he?
Yeah,
or was that a month?
Well,
I think they said that was a month.
A month.
I'm not gonna have a whole thing. See, here's the thing: is when I become Michael Exotic, I'm gonna have like.
You need an eyebrow ring first.
Oh yes. Yeah,
well, and then nine earrings.
But the eyebrow ring needs to barely be on there.
Just hanging by a thread.
You know, everywhere.
Living on the edge, just like Joe Exotic.
Cheetah print everything.
I got dibs on being your first husband.
Well, I will give you. I will give you this if you want to borrow this. It's one size fits all. So you should be good to go.
No, you're gonna be Carol Baskin.
Yeah. This is exciting. I just need to find a nemesis. Meth can't be that expensive.
Right?
Is it? I don't know. I don't know.
I've never bought it before.
If you know where to get meth, go ahead and
JK.
Yeah, don't comment that.
Yeah, we're just kidding. So, we don't do meth.
Yeah, we don't
honestly
condone these actions.
If you do comment that down below, it will be deleted immediately.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll cut a basket on you, then we'll sue you. No, but so yeah, I'm gonna get off that trade.
Because I will murder your comments like Carol Baskin murdered her husband.
Right? Yeah.
Did you guys see where Baskin Robbins had that sign?
Yes.
That said, not Baskin Robbins, not affiliated or related to Carol Baskin. I thought that was hilarious.
I wish they would have had like Carol Baskin's 41 flavors and one of them's not husband.
Right? That's good. Can it's we like, talk hey, about how
you guys
we
could use that?
Carol, husband and sardine oil.
Make that your new flavor, your little trend.
That wouldn't be very good, huh?
She'll sue you, but you'll get a lot of traffic in your store.
So can we talk about how you can write Joe Exotic in jail? I found out about this today.
Oh, yes.
And my best friend told me. So, Christy, thank you for telling me about that.
Christy, you got a shout out.
I know. Somebody local wrote him, and it took about 3 weeks, and he wrote him back. So supposedly he asked for like money on his books and things like that. But I am seriously thinking about writing him just to see if I get something back.
They have on that Tiger King memes page. They have like his address. And
oh,
stuff
I already got
there.
It. Yeah, I got it.
And because I was looking, I was like, people are writing him. I'm like, what are they saying to him? And I guess he was like, they were saying, oh, he's like locked up right now because of the whole COVID thing. So he's in isolation, and they're like talking about his current state. I'm like, interesting. I didn't realize that you could write him, but I guess why not?
Well, you can write people in jail.
Yeah, who else is going to be writing
him? I think he's going to grow down in history as one of the great kings. Like
Tiger King.
He wanted fame. That's all he really wanted was to be famous. And right now he's in jail, he's the most famous person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they were saying in the interview that it's ironic how he kept the tigers in cages and he wanted to be famous. And now he's super famous, but he's in a cage.
I think as far as like not people kings, like historical kings, as far as like kings of the wild, I think he's like right below the Lion King and King Julian.
Like, that's pretty high up there.
Yeah. I think he's going to go down as one of the great animal kings. Yeah,
King Julian from
Madagascar.
Madagascar.
I like to move it.
Do you?
So you guys keep ranting because whenever you're done, I'm going to finish with the prophecy of the Tiger King. But I want you guys to get everything off your chest first before we do.
I think
because we got less than 10 minutes, and then I'm going to need to close it.
Yeah, I think we've talked about everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And
we didn't talk about the Affliction shirts.
There you go. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. During the interview, Joel McHale brought up to Jeff. We didn't talk about Jeff hardly at all.
We didn't talk about Jeff at all.
I guess he wasn't that significant.
Well, he's like he is a villain in the story.
Yeah. Okay. So I was trying to figure out at what point, based on the documentary, because I don't know anything about Joe Exotic outside of the documentary, but at what point he went downhill, like what caused it all. Mm-hmm. And I think the catalyst for all of it was when he stole the Big Cat Rescue logo.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was when Carol Baskin and whoever that little guy that's with her is.
Her husband?
Her husband, her, well, her second husband.
Yeah, her second husband.
How could you marry somebody who fed their other husband to tigers?
Anyway, it seems like he's pretty secure in life. He's not concerned.
Anyway, he's kind of brainwashed.
I think that was the point when they...
She looks like a puppet.
Yeah. His sister goes, he drank the Carol Baskin Kool-Aid.
Mm. Mm-hmm. There it is.
Ew.
You know what the flavor is?
Sardine oil.
Yep.
But you're right, because that's when he started to go bankrupt.
And that's when they noticed. I think that's when they took notice of him. When they first took notice of Joe Exotic was when he stole their logo.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, he was not... it's not like he was a saint. Like, he was in the wrong about a lot of stuff. Like, you know... Mm. Pretending to murder people is kind of a big deal. Threatening murder people is kind of a big deal.
Stuffing snakes in your mailbox. Yeah, that's pretty.
Like I would definitely have bad feelings about that if someone put snakes in my lunchbox. I mean, my mailbox.
Your lunchbox.
Especially my lunchbox. Then you ruin my lunch.
But
well, his lunchbox is bigger than a mailbox.
His lunchbox
is general.
You just ruined all my Walmart meat. I'm ticked.
I did?
You know,
if they put snakes in your lunchbox.
I feel like Jeff, though, he always intended to just steal the zoo. Like, he's like the silent assassin.
Yeah, he was very silent in this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's something in his...
And then ninja'd it last minute.
He was just a con man that came in and he sweet-talked Joe. It's kind of like you come in and you get him to give you a little bit and then a little bit more and a little bit more. And then finally you have 51%. He's got 49.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just take over.
Well, and who was the other guy that was trying to set him up? The supposedly sold the stolen Hummer. Who was that guy that owned the exotic pet store in town and had a lemur or whatever?
The snitch.
Yes.
The snitch guy.
Something red.
I don't know. But all I know is that there's a lot of memes of him on that jet ski.
Yes.
That was like, and then the fact that they're playing Eye of the Tiger. When he's riding away into the sunset. Let me look up his name.
I think my favorite part is the memes because like. It's like, why? Like,
we'll
why?
Post a couple of memes on there so you guys can look.
Okay. Also, to the viewers, if you guys know why these memes are so entertaining, comment below. Is it because we're bored? Is it because we're in quarantine right now or there's a pandemic?
James Gerritsen.
That we're just like,
oh, yes, that is it.
Is this normally that entertaining or is it because we're bored?
Well, there's some of us that are hardcore, like, into memes, but like, yeah, it is like there's people like meme that never memed before, you know.
Yes,
but yes, I don't even mind. I don't care. You can go ahead and just bomb the comment section with Carol Baskin memes, and the next time I'm on the toilet, I'm just gonna scroll through and just read them all and laugh. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and throw your best memes at us, because I've seen some pretty good ones, but
yeah,
I think that'd be pretty cool to just everybody go through and just see the memes, because I would definitely look.
I'm a hardcore memer, so
yeah. So you can submit them on YouTube down at the bottom. You just have to put a link, or you can put them on the Just Play Nonsense Facebook, which is at JPN Podcast on Facebook.
And so you guys have any more you want to rant about, or could I go into my closing prophecy for the Tiger?
Did we have anything we wanted to say about Gerritsen guy?
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Or is that it?
No, I just thought he's a snitchy McSnitch.
Yes. Yeah. And I guarantee he sold that stolen Hummer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
He knew it was stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Did he get any Stitchy McStitches?
No, snitches get stitches.
Yeah, well, she called him Snitchy McSnitches. Yeah, no,
I don't think so. But he's kind of just like fell off the face of the earth now after that whole thing.
He's got protection, you know. Yeah. Like he's kind of got protection, but I don't know. I don't know what's going on with him.
Does he have a Joe Exotic condom with his face on it?
Oh my gosh!
Is that the protection you're talking about?
That was clever though, because he actually did do that.
That's his brand.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He has his own condom line. So
and underwear.
That's amazing. Day. We're promoting the crap out of this guy. Like,
well, I'm sure the documentary promoted the crap out of him.
All right, so,
it did.
So, guys, here we go. The moment that ties in why I call this the prophecy of the Tiger King, right? So, this isn't a real prophecy. However, after 2 days of sleep deprivation and about 4.5 energy drinks, you know, I'm a busy guy, right?
Let's not advertise the energy drinks. Yeah. Don't drink energy drinks.
Yeah, well... We'll talk about that in another episode.
I was going to say, and stay tuned for the...
Yeah. So anyway, I came up with this theory where I was half out of it, tired. I was trying to stay awake. I started writing. I was like, I got it. I was like, here we go. Here's how I predict or foresee this turning out with the Tiger King. And it all came from a tweet that Trump tweeted. Rather, it's a joke or it's actually going to happen. It triggered a thought in my head. Ready? So Trump was talking about possibly exonerating the Tiger King because he believed he had an unfair due process, right?
Right.
And so I got to thinking, what would happen if Joe Exotic got released back into the wild?
Back into the wild.
Right. And so I thought, like he's had all this time to think. He's probably got a master plan. He went from tiger stripes to prison stripes, you know.
Tiger cage.
And maybe to an ankle bracelet. Yeah. That's a possibility. Mm-hmm. If he gets released.
So he's still rocking different jewelry. So I was trying to work a pun in there and I got it. Yes. So, so tiger stripes to prison stripes. Woo. So anyway, so here's what I foresee happening. I had to write it all down because it's so out there you couldn't memorize it because it doesn't make any sense. It has no structure. So here's what I predict is going to happen, right? Trump's going to release him, right? It's going to go through. And then, ladies and gentlemen, this is the prophecy that I feel deep in my heart. It's going to come to pass. Joe Exotic will be exonerated and released back into his dream career. He's going to tick off where he left off. Here, from this point, despite a desperate attempt to take down the evil queen of Tigery, a.k.a. Carol Baskin, he has thought this through, and he realizes that he must recruit the brightest, most loyal dudes from all the meth houses in the U.S. of A. So
that's going to be quite a few.
Yeah, well, the brightest ones, okay. Sharpest ones, right?
So quite a few.
Oh, she's been so good. I gotcha. Woo. Now, I'm with you now. So my brain's working too good because I had sleep, so now it's hard for me to think normally.
We'll just agree to disagree.
Yeah, so I see what you did there. So anyway, so he's going to take the time. He's going to do it right this time. He's going to get her, right? So I predict. So then he's going to gather them, and then I don't know if you guys remember the Turtle Man.
Yes.
So another
live action.
Another redneck superstar who lost his thunder went off the air, right? So he's going to track down Turtle Man, right?
He comes to hunting and fishing days. He hasn't lost his thunder.
I met his like big TV, like his high point, right? So he's going to seek him out because he's going to need help. Carol Baskin's got a lot of money, a lot of resources, a lot of lawyers, you know?
A lot of sardine oil.
Yeah,
a lot.
She orders it in bulk on Amazon.
Free shipping.
Not sponsored by Amazon yet.
I was going to say that. Yet. So he'll form an alliance with the Turtle Man who hasn't been seen anymore doing his high level of live action since his show went off the air. So he's going to be eager for his next hunt, right? So he's going to set his eyes on a higher prize from turtles to Carol Baskin, and they're going to team up, right? And here's how it's going to go down.
Carol Baskin does kind of look like a turtle.
She does.
Mm-hmm.
Although she has the brain of a, you know, she's the, she has the soul of a snake, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Soul of a snake.
Yeah. So she would be House Slytherin then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Totally.
So these two redneck TV stars will step up their game. And so Tiger King is going to go from breeding tigers to breeding tigers with turtles.
What?
Yes, because the brightest meth. Well, stay with me, guys. This is going to make some sense, right? Right. Here's what's going to happen, right? So the meth heads, the brightest ones, will know how to make meth. They're chemists, right? Maybe you'll have a meth head that, like, there's going to be somebody on this planet, in this great
Walter
nation.
Walter White, bro.
Yeah, that who fell victim to meth addiction, but used to be a chemist or a biologist or something, right? And they understand.
So they're going to be a legit cooker.
Yeah, they're going to know science real well. And they're going to be in the DNA. They're going to put a team together, right?
Real good.
And so what they're going to do, right, is they're going to start breeding tigers with turtles, right? Bear with me. Hold on.
Okay.
It's just going to make sense.
I'm bearing with you, but I'm barely hanging on.
I'm barely hanging on. We're here, but.
All right, ready? Creating the most terrifying creatures that have ever roamed any backwoods anywhere in the world. They shall be called Turtgers or Turgles. I like Turgles. We'll say Turtgers.
What was the first one?
Turtles. Turtles. So tigers and turtles.
I like Turtgers. What about Turtigers?
Turtigers.
It's still in the works.
Turtigles.
Like, I feel like Turtles is guys, the easiest.
This is just a Turtles. Prophecy. The details are not worked out.
Turtles is like the easiest. This is like Turtles.
This is just me trying to rationally predict what I think is going to happen. Okay. That might be a little bit. It's something
but
like
a turtle, you're going to. This is rational?
Yes.
I didn't think so.
A turtle sounds very like non-menacing, though. You're like, oh God, the turtles.
It's all going to make sense.
Well, if you call it a turger, because R is the most menacing of sounds.
They don't call it muck duck.
They don't call it muck duck.
You got to play that clip. All right.
R is among the most menacing of sounds. That's why they call it murder and not muck duck.
I'm going to say turtles. I like that. Okay. Rolls off the tongue better. So just imagine tigers with their sharp tiger teeth, strong jaws, and cat-like reflexes. As before, but now... They will be armored with turtle shells to protect their vital organs. It's pretty terrifying, right?
Cowabunga.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're Teenage Mutant Ninja Tiger Turtles.
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 We're going to make a t-shirt
Ninja
on this.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, Tiger Turtles. Where was I at here?
Oh, God.
Yeah, to protect their vital organs, right? So... It would be a killing machine like no other. Then to make it even more bad A, he will splice some of his own DNA into them, right?
Okay, this is getting a little crazy.
It's going to make sense, okay? We'll just tie it together.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Splicing it's a little cray-cray.
Splicing his own DNA, right? And they're going to engineer these things to where they're all going to grow mullets, right?
I literally just pictured a tiger with a blonde mullet.
So biologically,
what about the eyebrow ring, though?
Well, he's gonna put that in there.
Okay,
of course.
Are they standing? Are they standing up like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Or are they on all fours?
To be determined.
I need to get like a visual.
Well, because that's imagination.
Right
so
now,
far.
They're however you want to.
But that's a great question. Okay. So
that's one we'll take up with Joe Exotic later.
And do they eat Walmart meat?
I'm getting ready to get into their diet.
Okay, good.
So they're great.
Oh
question.
My gosh, you go to their diet?
Yeah,
this is why you should not drink energy drinks.
When this goes down and you see how accurate I am, the world's going to turn for answers.
Don't do meth, kids.
Yeah, don't do meth.
Ready?
Go ahead.
Okay, so basically he'll be fathering them because they'll have his own DNA in them. So they're going to be super loyal to him, right? Him and the mother will be...
Carol Baskin?
No.
The mother will be...
Turtle Man. Live action.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, because so that way they'll be able to communicate with them like turtles. They'll understand like turtles and tigers. It's all... I mean, these things are freaking amazing. Like... It's kind of sad they don't exist. So anyway, he'll father them, raise them through their genetics, bring them up. And then from cubs to adulthood... I guess you would call them cubs. I mean, whatever.
You didn't think this out very good.
I was sleep deprived, but it makes sense. Just watch. So from cubs to adulthood, he will raise them on Walmart meat and meth until that fateful day. My wife typed it up for me. Just typing it in. Until that fateful day, right?
Yeah, blame it on her.
Yeah, this was really good in taste.
Until you typed it on paper.
Yeah. Until that fateful day when that epic showdown of destiny commences, and it will go down like this. Are you ready?
Drum roll, please.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it.
I forgot you have technology. You can make the drum roll. Just keep my minds better.
That's what they're going to sound like.
Your turtles. How do you sound like a turtle and a tiger? Like...
A turtle kind of sounds like gurgle.
Yeah, you would roar gurgle.
I don't think turtles gurgle, do they?
That's it. That's what they sound like. Everybody, that's what
it's... that's good.
That's it. That's the sound of a turtle.
Hold on, let me do a better one.
I love it. Wow.
That's pretty legit.
Dang.
You've got talent.
He fulfilled the part of the prophecy I couldn't.
So when I'm bored, I know this is off topic a little bit, but when I'm bored, I make just sound effects, just random sound effects.
Can you beatbox?
Not really well, but I can do this.
Oh,
well, you taught me the boots and cats thing. But anyway, okay, I'm going to get back on this. Because we got a little bit more to go.
Yeah, go ahead.
So meth and Walmart meat, blah, blah.
All the essentials.
It will go down like this. You ready, guys?
Do it. I want to hear the battle.
They're going to make a movie after this, right? The Tiger King, Turtle Man, and an army of turtles will stand glaring upon Carol Baskin's property. The Tiger King will cue the Turtle Man to release them with a slow motion nod. The Turtle Man will yell his iconic catchphrase and now battle cry, "Yee! Live action!" From there, this will release the meth-fueled turtles that will raid her land, redeeming her for all the horrible things she has done, destroying everything in their path as they hallucinate and make their way to what will be the last moments of her reign. As they close in around her, she freezes in fear, knowing she can't sue her way out of this one.
She's like, hold on, let me call my attorneys.
Right before she suffers a familiar fate, is her late husband.
Hers is a little bit more.
Well, because she gets eaten by tigers, right?
Right, right. Hers is a little bit better, though, because she gets eaten by a turtle.
A turtle. Yeah.
Joe Exotic style tiger. It's even more.
Right. A methed out turtle. Yeah, tiger, man,
that's pretty good, though. As she meets the same. So right before she suffers a familiar fate, the familiar fate to her is another typing error.
Don't point them out. Nobody will know.
So much sense until that. A familiar
fate.
She suffers a similar fate as her late husband.
There we go. That's not what it says. There's another weird word. But she stares into their mullets.
Gleaming mullets.
And eyebrow rings. I'm glad she added that in there. Throw that into the imagination with it. She realized that in that daunting moment that the Tiger King finally got his revenge. Her last words will permeate the air as she is devoured by the kingdom of the Tiger King and his turtles. Her voice settles into his ears in the distant echo, in the distant echoing of her yell, "Tiger King!" Her last words was all he needed. That's all he needed to hear. Content, he and the Turtle Man hop onto their turtles and rode into the sunrise, into their next adventure, founding what I predict another turtle farm, which will make him more successful, more well, and they'll reach all their goals and ambitions, and it will be called the Live Action Tiger Farm. The end.
And that's what will happen.
Pay attention. And when that happens, you all need to come here and follow us because you know I got the insight.
He's got the know.
That's the JPN prediction of how this is going to play out.
The turtles are going to be snapping turtles, obviously. So
deadly. Oh, heck yeah.
Super deadly.
Yeah.
Or sea, some of them can be sea turtles so that way they can be like amphibious. They can go in water and come out.
Oh, my goodness.
Noggin.
Oh, my gosh.
There's not much to say after that.
Yeah, that's an excellent ending to this episode. I like the way Michael ends them. This has been another lovely episode of Just Plain Nonsense.
Yeah, and once again, subscribe. Love to do all that stuff. Thank you to our new guest and new friend for me. He's known for a while.
Davey.
I almost called it Carol. That threw me off.
Well, there's my new name, I guess.
So.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so thanks for coming on. You guys know Hey Girl, and this is like your first episode or something. I'm Mike. I'm Rob. Rob, do the closing. We're done.
I'm Mike. I'm Rob.
I'm Mike and Rob, and he's just Rob.
I'm just a turtle.
A turtle.
It's a turtle.
And we're going to close it in 3, 2, 1, close it, Rob.
All right. Thank you guys so much for watching. We appreciate every one of you. Listen, if you guys want extra content, if you want to see Michael sitting on the toilet, go over to Patreon and subscribe at patreon.com/justplaynonsense.
Because we're not allowed to show that on regular YouTube.
Yeah. You can follow us on Instagram at nonsense.podcast. We are on Twitter. We've given Twitter to Michael, and he's posting his like random crazy thoughts. So the Turgle incident stuff might be on there. We don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just started it. I'm more of a caveman. He's more of the tech guy. I'm real old school. So he kind of made me start Twitter.
And but if you guys know Michael as well as I do, you know he would be perfect for it.
So I just started. I got like 9 followers. But I just so started.
Follow him up. Go
so,
follow.
So follow me. So like.
So you guys go follow him at JPN_Michael. We've got.
Yeah. I just started. By the way, I just started my
Twitter.
I just started. I got 29 followers. I just literally started.
No, so, you're following 29 people. You have 8 followers.
Oh, I have 8 followers. I'm following 29 people. So I just started. So
I'm we're gonna get this figured
this
out.
This is gonna be my first week actively being on it. So like, help me get this going because we're. On our regular podcast, we're doing really, really well. We've had like 30,000 active listeners. We got like 2,000 subscribers. But we just started YouTube, and we're just starting some of our outlets. So help us get that going so we can actually like look credible and not have like 8 people.
Yeah. You
know, like on our social outlets, because we're just starting them. So help us out there if you like us. If you don't like us, then don't do it. Or do it. I don't care, whatever. I mean, I do care, but whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah, so then our Just Plain Nonsense is @_plainnonsense. You can follow me at Aninacy. On Twitter, I don't post a whole lot there, but I'm trying to get there. But anyway, we've got Facebook at JPN Podcast. And then go to our store and buy some more merch. You might find some Turgles on there eventually.
No, they're definitely going to be there eventually. It may not be soon, but I'm definitely going to draw the prototypes of this like I did the Katugis. and Rob's going to master it and put it into whatever. But you're definitely at some point in life, unless there's apocalypse or something that happens, there's going to be a turtle shirt. There just has to.
So should we call it the Teenage Mutant Tiger Turtles?
We'll figure out the details.
Turgles or Turger? I mean, come on.
And Turgers. Also, related to an old
Teenage
podcast.
Teenage Mutant Methed Out Turgles.
Related to an old podcast, there's a girl on there that we know that is, she is a phenomenal writer. And she, in one of the comments, she wrote an entire story for the backstory from My War with Seagulls, and created this whole superhero comic hero called this, the Goldvenger or whatever. But I would like to have that superhero put on there. But anytime you guys do anything, like fan stuff, we're going to rather do a tribute to it, or we're going to put it on a shirt.
Yeah, we're going to promote the crap out of it.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously giving you the credit for it. When we ask you guys to draw stuff like this, if you draw your own Turgle and you put on it and we like it, then that's what we'll use, and your name will be on it. Because like, this is supposed to be a community. Same thing with drawing the pictures of us, what you thought we looked like, because we had a lot of fans from season 1 that when they saw us in season 2, we didn't look like how we sounded. So, like, anything you guys draw, and I'll print this or anything, if you put it in the comments or you send it to us, we'll promote you. We'll put you out there, and we'll use it because we love that kind of stuff. It makes us happy, and we think it's funny.
Well, yeah, because it boosts our ego.
Yeah. And then I'll have to figure out how to draw it because I'm tired of drawing stick chickens and stuff and weird art. Like, it's good to have some talent to throw something. We'll use it, we'll sell it, and it'd be fun. It'd be fun. We'll be parts of the guys.
So that's the end of the podcast. Subscribe and go watch our other ones. We'll see you guys later.
Later. Bye.
Bye.